everybody. This is Danny, and we are sitting here in the valley of California. We just finished traveling through all of the wonderful cows. You know, there were hundreds and hundreds of cows in California. Well, we just finished smelling all of them. And we pulled over to the side of the road to be able to spend some time with all of you guys on our way home. And just a quick note right on the side. For all of you who kept me in your prayers concerning today, I wanted to let you know that we did have favor today with my daughter. And I want you to add to your list December 15th to continue to pray for us. And so, anyway, we had an awesome day down on the coast in Santa Barbara. Beautiful, beautiful ocean, gorgeous skies, clear blue skies. It was really an awesome trip on our way home today. So anyway, for those of you that I haven't met, I know that there's a lot of guests on the call, and we have people, again, as there is every single week, people from all over the country. It amazes me every week to have people in Connecticut, New York, Georgia, all the way over there on the East Coast. It's 10 o'clock at night. And for those of us on the West Coast, it's only after 7 o'clock on, well, today, November the 17th. And so those of you that are on the East Coast, I know you'll be hitting the sack as soon as I'm done with you, and I hope to just get you too fired up to sleep and that you can't sleep by the time we're done with this call. So for those of you that I haven't met, I've been involved in the industry for just about 15 years now. Prior to getting started, as you heard, I am really was an uneducated female with no hopes, no dreams of ever becoming anything, going anywhere, doing anything. I never had dreams of traveling, never had dreams of becoming a businesswoman, never had dreams of anything other than having three kids and maybe baking some chocolate chip cookies for 4-H or something like that. I grew up in a tiny little town up in Northern California, and I did achieve the goal of three kids. Actually, I went beyond. I am a mother of five now. My children's ages range anywhere from 16 all the way down to 4. So my life, needless to say, has been very busy, and network marketing has been a beautiful business for me through the years. In fact, it has amazed me, as Hans and I were talking on the way home, it's really incredible, because where else can you take an uneducated female who grew up in a home that there was severe abuse in every way you can imagine, who had no confidence, no belief in people, didn't trust anybody, had no skills, no inborn talents that I was aware of, and get, you know, someone like myself started in a business where I could literally become so much more than if I had never stepped foot in a presentation like I did many, many years ago. I was 19 when I first was introduced to the industry, and it blows my mind to think about where I would be, who I would be married to. I found my husband in this business, therefore the latter of my four children have come as a direct result of being involved in this business. God truly blessed me the day that I was introduced to network marketing, even though I thought it was a total scam. I thought it wasn't for me, and I knew I couldn't do it. And it took many meetings before I actually got the courage to say, you know what, if I mess this up by 90%, I'll still be making more money than if I continue in my normal day job. So I did get started, and this business really has made a massive impact on my life. God has used it to grow me up in a maturity level that I never could have working any other place. Has given me platforms to be able to help tens of thousands of people. Has given me a lifestyle that, I'm sorry, there's no way someone like me would ever be able to earn six figures and even seven figures. It's impossible. And so I truly believe that this was a godsend for me, and I know that I would not be the person I am today, someone that truly cares about other people's successes, had I worked in a job that other people really didn't matter. And so I'm totally blessed, and I hope that tonight I can bless you and enhance your business in some way, shape, or form. I understand there's a lot of you who have just gotten started. This is your first training call. You just became new distributors inside of your opportunity, and you probably don't know what to really think about what you just got started. And in fact, if you're like majority of us, you are probably between serious and nervous. In fact, you're probably part of the time scared to death, and the other part of the time just so excited. And some of you are scared because you are excited. That happens too, because some of us haven't had excitement in so long that we have forgotten what it feels like. We forgot that, you know, that it kind of feels good. And so oftentimes when people first get started in their network marketing opportunity, either they can't sleep at night because they're dreaming again, or they can't sleep at night because they're really trying to figure out what the heck they just got started in. So hopefully tonight, because my topic tonight actually is totally geared towards you, Hopefully I can settle your hearts a little bit about what your next step is and where you should go from here. And for those of the people who are on the call who've been in the business for a long time, or maybe you've tried 20 companies in the last 10 years, or you've tried 50 companies in the last 20 years, and you're hoping that someday you're able to reach the kind of success that you've heard about for so long. And I just have to tell you one major important thing. Now that you have embarked on this adventure in the network marketing industry, don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up. I just can't tell you how important it is for you to never quit. I had the absolute privilege and honor of spending a weekend in the Washington, D.C. area the weekend before last with an absolute dynamic group of people at a First Steps to Success seminar that I did out there a little over a week ago. And I was so amazed at the quality of the people there who've been in the industry for a long time and who are just still plugging away and refuse to quit. And I talked about and don't ever quit because I have people in my sales force whose uplines, meaning people that they got, someone got somebody started who sponsored somebody who brought someone else in, and everybody who started first wound up quitting and left behind a remnant, which was a customer at the time, who wound up getting serious about the opportunity and went out and built a huge business. And all of their upline quit and therefore left thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, in fact, millions of dollars worth of volume yearly just sitting there on the table, and they were unable to collect it because they quit. And so I know that many of you got started in this business for lots of different reasons, and I want you to think about what those reasons are right now, because my topic tonight is about being able to build that business. The only way you can is with new, fresh people. But the major hindrance for getting new people started is fear. And so if you can think about, why did you get in? What compelled you to get started in network marketing, however much when you did it, whether it was last night or 20 years ago? But what compelled you? What was it? Was it the opportunity to make a tremendous amount of money? Was it the opportunity to have a better financial future? Was it an opportunity to help to bless other people's lives? Was it security? Was it no cap on your income? Was it because you had some goals that you knew you could not achieve if you stayed at your current level of income and your current job? Did you have, like, hopes and dreams? Or maybe you were in a major stressful financial situation like I was. Is that why you got in? But I want you to really, and I'm not kidding you, write it down. Write down, why did you get in? What compelled you? Because there's a great chance that you're going to come across many people through your career in this business that are going to get into this business for the same exact reason you did. And really, the reasons for people getting in are very common. They're very, very common. So let me ask you a couple questions. First of all, how many of you want your check to grow? And I mean grow now. How many of you want to see your income grow? And how many of you want to change your financial future? How many of you want to make a massive impact on your bank account? If the answer is yes to all these questions, then here is what I challenge you to do. First of all, you need to decide how much growth you want. Over the next 90 days, how much growth do you want to see happen in your personal business? Now, you know what? This is not new business training. I don't care if you own a McDonald's, a gas station, or a computer software company. You need to make decisions today so that you can decide where you want to be 90 days from now, 60 days, 30 days, a week from now. If you aim at nothing, I can guarantee you, you're surely going to hit it. So you have to decide ahead of time, what is your goal? What are you working towards? Because if you're just going to go with the flow with your business, I can guarantee you, it's not going to be where you want it to be or where you expected it to be unless you actually set a goal and then a plan of action to actually make it happen. Now, if you aim for the stars, you land on the moon, who cares? At least you are going in the right direction. A lot of people don't set goals because they're afraid they're never going to achieve them. I say set goals and set them low enough that you know you can't achieve them, then build on them from there rather than setting nothing at all. 98% of the population being dead or dead broke, I believe strongly that they're there because they just have no purpose. They have not figured out where they're going. They haven't decided. In fact, most of them did not even know they could decide. So here's the second thing I wanted to tell you. If your answer was yes, man, I want to make a massive impact on my bank account in the next 90 days. And you can do that. I mean, come on, we have Christmas coming. Why don't you, in your network marketing business, why don't you earn the money that you will spend on frivolous Christmas presents that we need? I'm kidding. Actually, I really believe that. But anyway, why not earn the money that you're going to spend instead of having to save money from your JOB? Why don't you get out there and retail some product or sign some people up so that you can earn the money to pay for your Christmas expenses, the Christmas parties, the gift giving for the, you know, your Christmas parties at work and at home and your children. I mean, if you're like me, that time of year is very expensive between traveling and 5 kids. So you have to decide what that is, okay? Now, if you want to make no money, I have a perfect plan for you. Talk to no people. In this business, action mode is what makes you money. So if you want to make no money, talk to no people. If you want to make some money, then talk to some people. If you want to make lots of money, then you need to talk to lots of people. And I promise you, that really is the equation. You want to make none, talk to none. You want to make some, talk to some. You want to make lots, talk to lots. And I promise you that if you talk to lots of people, eventually you will make a lot of money. And that really is what it all boils down to. So anyway, so that's action mode. It's about going to work, talking to people, and sharing your business and your products with people that you come in contact with. And the amount of people will absolutely determine the amount of money that you make. So anyway, in this business, the thing that you also need to know and realize is that it's all in new business. That it's always in the new, fresh blood, meaning brand new, fresh people. I heard Carla Gardner has a brand new, what they call a marketing manager on the phone right now, Diane. Welcome, Diane. Congratulations that you got started with your new business. I know that there were several others that were on the call as I heard Hans take an intro. If you're brand new, that's where your business will grow. And so my advice to all of you is you have to keep your eyes focused on the new, fresh people, getting new, fresh business. It's never in the old. Your business will never grow from the old. It will only grow from the new. And so if there's a brand new person and you say, well, what is in a brand new person? Danny, I don't understand. Everything. Absolutely everything is in the new person. You need to bring, if you want to bring your business up to the next level of income where you want it to be, if you want to go to the next position, if you want to take it to the next level of security, take it to the next level of abundance, bonuses, you name it, it's only going to happen through the new people, and here's why. Let me tell you what new people bring to your business. One, they bring desire. Two, they bring needs. They have needs of why they got started. They have goals and dreams, desires, aspirations, things that they could not achieve had they did not get started with you. They bring raw excitement. They can't sleep at night excitement. They bring the excitement that they can't contain themselves because they just got started, and they actually bring a glimmer of hope that maybe they might be able to achieve their goals. They bring contacts, people that you don't know. That's what they bring. And they bring money. They bring money in the contacts that they have. They bring money in the money that they have to advertise their business, the money that they have to invest in themselves, the money that they have to grow their own personal business and to use the products that your company has to offer. So new people, and money, by the way, is the last on the list for a reason, because you don't want it to stop with them. You want them to be able to build a business for themselves, and as they succeed financially, so do you. So how do you get the new people in? That's the big question. How do I get new people into my business, Danny? Well, you know what? This is where do the new people come from? Hello? They're everywhere. New people are everywhere. The real question is how do you approach them without that wall of tension being built? That's the real question. How do you get over the fear of rejection? Well, I've got a tried and proven way that I've used for a long time of getting people in without me having to deal with rejection, because either I reject them first or they are not qualified for my opportunity. It's that simple. A major change happened for me many, many years ago when I went to my first training seminar that taught me how to approach people and gave me the right mindset to approach people. And so there's a few different approaches that I'm going to give you tonight that you can use, especially new people. Take this out and use it when you're getting ready now to book your first presentation for conference calls or which way that you're going to do it. So let's look at this. The first thing that you're looking for is you're looking for some help. Now, if you were starting your own company, that's what you'd be doing. I mean, you could, if you were to open the doors, I mean, you would need some brand new employees. You would need some brand new people to help work the cash register, depending on what you, what kind of a business you open. Let's say you start a restaurant. You would need waiters and waitresses, people that bus tables, people that did dishes, people that cooked the food, people who wrote the menus. Are you with me? The accountant, the person in the background, counting all the monies. There's a lot. You know, the manager who orders, you know, all the foods and make sure that all the supplies are up to par. There's a lot that goes on. Now, my question to you, if you were to start a restaurant tomorrow, would you just place an ad in the paper and, you know, just start interviewing like that? Or would you first start with people that you knew? Would you first start asking around for people that you trusted and say, hey, do you, I need some help. I just started a new restaurant. And, man, I have a lot of positions to fill. And I'm really anticipating my first month because of the nature of our business. I'm anticipating the first month being a great month, and man, I need a lot of help. Do you know of anybody that would like to earn some extra money? Do you know of anyone that has the kind of skills that are necessary to help me with my new business? Do you know of anybody that would like to, you know, somehow add a little extra income to the family to, for spending money? Or do you know someone who's looking for a kind of change? And that's what you would do, honestly. I mean, if you really sit down and think about it, if you were to start a new business, you would be sitting there asking people that you know who they knew and would they be willing to help you. So here's like a little tiny subscript. First thing you want to ask people that you know, for example, if you're going to contact some people that you know, or even people that you don't know. This could be someone that you meet at a grocery store that you, and if you haven't learned how to farm anybody yet, then go to my website and order the tapes. You can order the Carlsbad tapes, which are cheap. And by the way, that website is DaniJohnson.com, DaniJohnson.com. On that site, you can order, in fact, the tapes, the CDs are available from North Carolina, and you guys can actually order those tonight. You'll have the first shipments sent out to you. November 22nd is when we're supposed to be receiving those. But anyway, that's a whole seminar on tape, and you'd be able to learn a whole lot more than what I'm showing you right now. But anyway, so what you would do is you would ask, and again, this is after you've warmed up this prospect that maybe you met out someplace. You met them at the gas station, grocery store, whatever, post office, I don't care. Wherever it is that you go, your child's school, your work, whatever. And if you have done the part about building rapport where you formed them, where you talked about their family, occupation, recreation, and message, then at that point what you can do is give them a call and ask them for three things. The first thing is that you can say, hey, John, I need your help. I've just started a brand new business. I'm really excited about it. I am so looking forward to getting out of debt. In fact, I'm wondering if you can help me because I'm looking for some people that would like to make some extra money, that maybe are looking for a career change, someone that maybe has some management skills or organizational skills, or someone that maybe likes to do sales, customer service type work, looking for some people all the way from people that have good, strong leadership capabilities all the way down to people that love to do customer service and help people with various different ailments that they may have. So do you know of anybody? Because I really am looking for some people to help me out with that thing. And who do you know that would, you know, qualify for any of this kind of stuff? And here's what happens. If you call your prospect, your friend or whatever, and you immediately try to sell them your opportunity, you're missing the whole boat. And that is really the biggest mistake that people make in recruiting, is that they are constantly telling and selling. Well, that's not how I built my business. And I've recruited tens of thousands of people into this business. And what I would tell you is that I've always started it with the posture of I'm interviewing. I'm looking for people with talent. And I want to see if you have the kind of talent that I'm looking for. In fact, Rich is on the phone right now. In fact, he sent me an email that he actually did this. And in fact, I might even unmute the lines and let him explain to you what he did. In fact, I think I'm going to do that. Let me just keep teaching a little bit more, and then I'll have Rich. Rich, be prepared, because I want you to share how you talked to that fella down in, I can't remember what it was. I know you were on your way home from the seminar. Anyway, so you can ask, if you're coming out both guns blazing, telling and selling people, selling them about your opportunity, selling them about your product, selling them about the compensation, selling them on all the things that you are sold on, I can guarantee the wall of tension is going to come up, and they're sitting there asking themselves, why is my friend selling me something? Now, they're not going to say to you, oh, you know, Danny, oh, no, I'm not interested, and I think you're lame for even calling me. No, they'll never say that. In fact, let me tell you what your friends and family will tell you. They'll say, oh, well, I'm interested. Give me a call sometime next week. And they will lead you on for months. And it's only because they don't want to hurt your feelings and tell you no. And guess what? People love to buy, but they hate to be sold. And so if they feel like they're being sold, they immediately want to reject it. Even if you are giving them a trip to the Bahamas for free, the fact that you would be selling it, they'd be questioning it. And just understand this, there are always those people, and I mean always, there's always those people, no matter what it is that you have, no matter what it is that you're offering, that they are always going to be those people that say, I don't know, what do you got up your sleeve? I don't know if I'm interested. I mean, you could be handing them a gold brick that they could cash in for hundreds, if not thousands. And they could be sitting there going, oh, I don't know, this is a scam. There's just always those kind of people, you know? Oh, I don't know, I think I heard about them on 2020. I don't know if that's a good idea. You know, my uncle's cousin's sister's once-removed cousin, who was it was their neighbor. Yeah, he got into one of those things about 30 years ago, and he still has a garage full of soap. There's just always those kinds of people. Those are the kind of people that you say, thank you, Lord, that was a quick next. On to the next one. So you want to convince those kind of people. Now, the important thing about not getting on the phone and selling people is this. That you don't get into, like, an argument of you trying to prove to them what you have is great. No, you want to see if they're qualified to even take a look at what you have. The initial contact on the phone is not to sell them your product or service. The initial contact on the phone is to just get them to take a look at what you're doing. It's just to find out who they know who could take a look at what you're doing. So it's important to kind of keep that in mind. That you're not supposed to be convincing them on the very first call. Now, there's some of you, man, that you're real good at on the first call. They could be really close friends, and you're just going, oh, my gosh, I lost 30 pounds in the last 2 months. And, you know, and then, hello, that's easy. People can, you know, I'm sure you have a lot of success. People go, oh, I want it, whatever it is. You can do that with your close friends. But I can guarantee that eventually you're going to get out to what you would call your lukewarm market, people you haven't talked to in a while, that you're going to have to, you know, find their needs first before you fill them. You know, start a conversation first instead of calling them out of the blue and just saying, hey, I just wanted to call you. And, like, you know, I didn't talk to you in 20 years. In fact, I haven't even sent you Christmas cards in the last 10, but I just wanted to call and let you know I lost 30 pounds. They're going to be a little suspicious. So the important thing is obviously build a rapport and let them talk about themselves, and then go ahead and say, I need help. This disarms that person. People love to help, even if they don't have the personality of wanting to help. I don't care if you're a challenge-driven, money-oriented person. If someone calls you and says, I need your help, that 99% of people are like, what can I help you with? But if you call in but just try to sell them something, I can guarantee you their guard is up, that wall of attention is there, and you're going to feel rejected. So here's how not to feel rejected. Don't call to sell them. That's pretty easy. Just don't call to sell them. So the important thing, again, is to just say, hey, Joe, I need your help. I've just started a new business, and I am overwhelmed with all that needs to get done. Do you by any chance know of anybody? In fact, let's say that I was going to approach this person about product. Do you know by any chance of anybody, and I've always worked in nutrition, that's where I'm coming from this area, that needs to feel better, look younger, and live longer. Do you know of anybody that has any kind of ailments, aches, or pains, concerned about their skin? Do you know anyone that's concerned about all, you know, any kind of health problem? Do you know anyone who's suffering from backaches and asthma and hay fever or joint pain? I mean, I'm looking for some people that I can test market this stuff with. Do you know anybody, Joe, that has low energy? Do you know of anybody that wants to lose weight, gain weight, or maybe even maintain their weight? What is he going to say? I mean, I pretty much gathered, and if he says, no, I don't know anybody, then great. Then you know that he was not a prospect. And you know that he definitely wasn't a prospect for your business because I couldn't think of anybody that fit any of those descriptions, which is hilarious. We all know people that fit those descriptions for sure. Okay, so again, Joe, do you know anyone that you know, is looking for or has these problems with this, because I'm looking for somebody that can test market this product for me, that can take it and let me know truly how they feel on it before I really get going on it with both feet. And so anyway, that's it. You need their help. You're looking for people that have these problems, and who do you know, Joe? You're not even coming at the prospect directly. You're coming in basically the back door. And so if he says, no, I don't know anybody, he's not rejecting you. He's saying, I just don't know anyone that fits those descriptions. So you're not personally being rejected. There's no wall of tension there. The communication lines are totally clear. And then you tell him, hey, Joe, gosh, if you can think of anyone, and if you run into someone maybe tomorrow at work that's complaining about their back, would you just mind giving them my name and number? Because I really would appreciate it if you could, you know, just let them know and let me know that they are in need and I may have something that could work for them. You know, our products are 100% money-back guaranteed. So if they didn't like them, you know, they'd get their money back anyway. So I just need somebody to try some stuff out so that I can, you know, start building my business. So anyway, that's how I approach people. That's one of the ways that I approach people. It depends, obviously, how I meet them. If I, for example, I met a stewardess on the airplane on the way to Washington, D.C., my contact with that woman will be from a position of interviewing her. You know, she's on the side of a real estate broker. I know she wants to make a ton of money, and my approach with her would be just that, you know, that, hey, I'm looking for some people that have got skills like yours. I'm looking for somebody that's got good people skills, someone that has initiative. I'm looking for somebody that can be trusted, someone that is self-disciplined, self-motivated, and looking for somebody that wants to earn a nice substantial amount of income. Do you know anybody that could fit any of that criteria? I can guarantee you that woman's going to say, yeah, wait. And at that point, I say, okay, well, great. What I want you to do, let's just set an appointment. I'd like for you to get on a conference call. It's going to give you an overview of our company. Once you see that overview, then we will decide whether or not it's worth our time to work together. I hope you guys got that. So, or let's say that you build your business by way of home parties. I called that person and said that, you know, hey, I'm looking for somebody that likes, let's say I'm calling somebody else. I'm looking for someone who likes to help people. And if that person says, hey, yeah, I love to help people. Really? I mean, our company actually pays people to help people. Are you sure that's something you'd want to do? Yes, I'd love to help people. And I'd love to get paid for it. Okay, well, listen, why don't you come over to my house? I have a couple friends that are going to be hanging out with me that night. And I'll show you what we have available. We'll go through kind of an interviewing process. We'll see whether or not you have the kind of things that we're looking for, and see if we have what you're looking for. And if it's a match, great. If it's not, that's fine, too. That's how I would invite them to a home party. If I was inviting them to my website, it'd be the same thing. Hey, listen, here's my website. And if my website had an availability for them to check out the whole opportunity on the website, I'd say, you know what, why don't you go ahead and go to my website now, and I'll call you back in about 45 minutes. And once you see the information on the website, then we can determine whether or not it's worth our time to work together and whether or not it's a fit. If it's a match, great. If it's not, hey, that's fine, too. At least you can keep working, and so what? If it's a one-on-one presentation, this is what I would do. I would say, hey, Rich, you know, based on what our conversation is, you're telling me that you'd like to earn some extra money, and you're telling me that you've got some giftings in the area of what I'm looking for. Why don't we just go ahead and get together? I can meet you at Starbucks at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Does that work for you? And he says, yes, that'll work for me. I said, great. Well, you know, I'll go ahead and we'll go through an interviewing process. We'll see what you like to do. I'll show you what we have to offer, and we'll see whether or not it's a match. If it is, great. If it's not, then, you know, then you keep working, and so what? Okay, another way to present the opportunity is through tapes. Man, and I'm telling you, people have built thousands and thousands of organizations, thousands and thousands of customers and people, distributors in it, by way of tapes, mailing out audio cassettes. I'm sure you guys have all heard that Dead Doctors Don't Lie tape. Many companies have produced out these tapes that they mail out to people, and those are powerful, powerful ways to recruit people into the business, because tapes really go like wildfire. People just seem to pass them on and pass them on. So, you know, that's one way. Hey, I'll send out a tape to you. Why don't you go ahead and listen to it? I'll give you a call, and we'll see whether or not it's a match. And if it is, great. If it's not, hey, that's fine, too. So you always want to give them an out. You want to let them know that you have something to offer, and if they're qualified, they get to work with you, okay? So, first of all, I'm going to unmute the line, because I know that I'm almost positive Rich from Oklahoma is on the phone. Hold on. Hey, Rich, are you out there? Rich, I think it's Blackstock.
I'm here, Annie.
There you are. You probably muted your phone, huh?
Yeah, I had to get it on mute.
That's what I thought. Hey, Rich, you really, really, really blessed me to the point of tears when I got your email. You blessed my socks off. I shared it with Mona. In fact, I'm about to share it with a whole team of people. You really, really impacted me with that letter. And I couldn't tell you, it was the perfect timing of when I got that. So I wanted to thank you for that. Rich, I'd like for you to share you know, how you started to talk to this kid and kind of the things that I just started telling you, that you told him you were a talent scout, you're looking for talent, and how that whole thing worked out. Can you share that real quickly with everybody?
Well, you bet, Danny. We were driving home from the Virginia conference, so we were going through Greensboro, North Carolina, stopped for some dinner, went into the restaurant. The guy that was waiting on us was brand new. We didn't know that at the time, but he just ignored us. So after we waited for 10 minutes, we were kind of steaming a little bit, and so we judged him, Danny, and we should have done that, but we did. We were a little bit irritated, so we kind of wrote him off as a possibility. In the midst of all that, I began to remember what you said at the conference, and so in the midst of it, I stopped the judgment, just began to form the kid, used the acronym family, occupation, recreation, and message. And so we began doing that, and I just asked him some questions and shut up and just listened to him. And as he began to talk, I began to find out that this kid was struggling financially. He's helping his mom with things. He'd been wanted to be a pro football player, but wasn't able to do that because of a serious life-threatening injury. And so all these things began pouring out of him. He was looking for a sales job, of all things. So anyway, after that, I had a chance then to say to him, I said his name was Ryan. I said, Ryan, I said, what makes you stand out from the pack? Why would I consider you, out of all the people applying for my position, why would I consider you? He began to tell me all kinds of things that indicated the kind of character that he was, and he had a lot of integrity to who he was. He was a hard worker. He loved people. He just began pouring it out, Danny. So it all happened because I was willing to, in the midst of my mistake, take seriously what you said, put it into practice, and did it.
That is so awesome. And I love your approach, Rich. I absolutely love it that you turned this, what usually can be a very uncomfortable situation when you're recruiting live, a waiter, for example. And, you know, you can feel, like, nervous and the wall attention going up just even in yourself. But, man, you are calm, and the way you worded it was so beautiful because basically your posture was, I have something, I know I have something. Why don't you tell me why you're qualified for that? You turn it into an interview right then and there, and the kid sold you. And, hello, ironically, he's looking for a sales position.
That's it.
I mean, that's crazy. That is so absolutely crazy. I absolutely love that testimony. I really do. And I am so blessed. And what blessed me so much about your testimony is that you caught yourself judging him. And look at what happened. I mean, look what was behind the veil of judgment was a kid who actually needed you.
That's right.
And, I mean, that blows my mind, and that's what I see all the time. People prejudge people, or they judge them for their mistakes or what have you, and it just cuts off the line of communication, cuts off a possible blessing for the future. And you just so quickly turn that around, and look at what opened up is a guy who needs your opportunity to help himself or to help his mother. And that story just really impacted me a ton. I in fact, Hans is talking about, I know he emailed you about sending that out to a few people, but that was a huge blessing. So, Rich, I commend you. I totally commend you. And, guys, I can't encourage you enough to get out there and do those kinds of things. I mean, and if somebody's just going over your head as far as forming people, getting people to talk about themselves, how to control the conversation, you need to go online and purchase the tapes from the North Carolina seminars. And again, you guys can purchase those ahead of time right now. As you purchase them, you'll be the first ones to the first ones that will receive a delivery of those tapes. I mean, CDs. They're 10 CDs in a booklet, beautifully packaged. and listen to those over and over again, because these kind of things that we were talking about is on there. And you could get so good at building your business and so good at talking to people just by learning this skill. And so I'm going to open the floor right now for 2 minutes. I can take any questions for 2 minutes concerning this topic that I talked about tonight. And if you've muted your line by pressing star six, press star six again, and it will open up your line so that I can hear your question. So right now, any of you have a question, just state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
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 Who's this?
Marla.
Marla? As in from Sacramento? I guess not. Okay, anybody else? Anyone has a question out there? Okay, I'm going to mute up the lines and we're going to wrap this up. Okay, well, everybody, basically, to close this call up and to wrap it up, and I'm glad none of you guys had any questions. That means I did a thorough job, or I thoroughly confused you. Either way, it was a thorough job. What I want to tell you is that you, in the future, are going to go through these days where you're going to feel like you can't do it. You're going to go through days of doubt. You're going to go through days of feeling like you want to quit. You're going to go through days of feeling like you just don't have what it takes to make it in your new business. I promise you that will happen for you. You will feel that way. And you will have those times where you just don't want to throw in the towel. And what I want to tell you is this, is that every successful person, whether it's inside your company or successful in other companies, they have all gone through those days. They have all questioned their future. They have all thought about quitting. They have all wondered if they had what it took. And I can guarantee you this, they all had to start somewhere, and somewhere was usually in the very place where you're starting right now. I'm telling you that you could be the next one who is able to get out of debt. You could be the next one that's able to buy a vacation to the Bahamas for your entire family. You could be the next one to fund an orphanage in another part of the world. You could be the next one to help families in need, and you could be the next one to set up a nice, solid structure for a better financial future. You could be that next one. And so if you've ever felt doubtful, felt like quitting, if you felt like you're not cut out for it, I will tell you this. Think right now of where you start in your current profession. I know for me, you know, when you first get started in something, whether it was the current job you're in, you weren't real confident. You did not feel like you could do it. In fact, the very first day, I'm sure, was very uncomfortable. Meeting new people was uncomfortable. Learning new things was uncomfortable. Because there's that feeling of, man, am I going to measure up? Can I really do this? Or fear of screwing up somehow. Fear of making a mistake. We all have those emotions and thoughts when we're starting into something new. That's part of it. That's part of the adventure of starting something new. And so if you're feeling that way about your business, I'm telling you, it's normal. Tell your feelings to shut up and go to work. Put your head down and start applying these new skills that you learned tonight. Get the tapes, so that you can learn how to get the skills better. None of us have ever gotten good at anything unless we practice, because the mother of skill is repetition. And so the more that you repeat an action, the better you're going to get at it. Those basketball players who play professional ball, who are slam dunking that, averaging ridiculous points per game, did not get there because they rolled out of bed one day, showed up on the court, and made it happen. No. They practice for years and years and years, and the ones who practice the most are the ones that win. They're the ones that get the incredible results. They're the ones that set the records. They're the ones that everyone else wants to follow and listen and learn what they do. I mean, you don't want to follow me because I'm a total loser, failure who's never succeeded in network marketing. No, you're going to follow because I practiced. I got good at it. I had 90% closing ratios. That's why you're on the phone. You're learning from people who practiced it, applied, and made it happen and had results to prove that we know what we're doing. And so someday that person will be you. But the question is will you last through those periods of doubt, unbelief, uncomfortable? All it takes is practice, man. It takes tonight getting on the phone with somebody and saying, I need to practice on you. Will you please help me? I need someone to practice on. I want to get good at my new business. And I really need your help. I don't want you to buy nothing. I just need the practice. And if you could put aside, you know, the desire to get the check, and you call people and just say, I just need help. I need someone to practice with. Will you please let me practice on you? I can guarantee you they wind up buying something, even if they just felt sorry for you. and wind up buying. You would shock yourself if you would humble yourself and just say, I need help. It would blow your mind, the kind of results that you would get. So I just want to encourage you. I really do. Because we've all started at the same place where you're starting. And some of us have had to persist through a lot of absolute, terrible, nasty, disgusting stuff to succeed. And I will tell you, it's been worth it. It absolutely has been worth it. So go to my site. Use it, man. Use it and abuse it. There's tons of great stuff on there for you. This conference call action will be on that site by Wednesday, where you can listen to it again and again and again and again so you can get at this area of your business. And by the way, if you really want to make your income grow, you got to get good at this part right here, inviting them to take a look at your opportunity. Be on the next conference call next week and have guests on there with you. And just know that whatever you do, you want your organization doing with you. The name of this business is duplication. So whatever you're doing right now, ask yourself, how many people do I have doing what I'm doing right now? And listening to tapes or CDs that will help to propel your business, help your skill level to get better. That's what I did and currently do. I control what goes into my head that determines what my attitude will be, where my faith level is. It's determined by me, not by my mind. It's determined by me, and I direct it by what I listen to on a daily basis. Okay, and then I really strongly encourage you guys to get to the next first steps to success. We do have a date. We have January 24th, the weekend of January 24th, and we are going back to Reston, Virginia. That was a huge success. We are waiting to hear from that hotel. The hotel is very cost-effective for all of you. I mean, we had rooms with rates that were absolutely beautiful. It's very cost-effective to fly into Washington, Dulles. And in fact, I know right now, Mona, I'm going to unmute the lines. Let me see if Mona's still on there because she found tickets I want to let you guys know about. Hold on. Mona, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Mona, what airlines?
Well, JetBlue had, from California, a $99 flight one way.
Yep. Okay, that was the one I was looking for. Hold on.
Yep.
Okay, Mona is our assistant, and she's awesome with getting good rates on flights. So is Rohini Solis, by the way, but don't call her to do that. Anyway, JetBlue has a special right now, $99 one way. It's a nonstop flight to Washington, Dulles, and from there you just pop right into Reston. It's 15 minutes from the airport. The hotel's 15 minutes from the airport. The hotel we're trying to get again. We're trying to do it at the very same place. It was a great location for people, very cost-effective. We're looking at the weekend of January 24th. What we need from you guys is we need pre-registrations to solidify that date and us coming back there. And so if we have enough pre-registrations by December 1st, we are going to do that seminar there January 24th. And so we know that you guys are going to make that happen. And if you really want to make your business grow, you want to duplicate it. And if I open the lines right now, we'd be on the phone for two more hours if people were to tell you their stories and what has happened in their sales force since they went to that training seminar just 1 week ago. So anyway, other than that, I just want to wish you guys the best. God bless you. I look forward to talking to you Monday night, this coming Monday night, with guests on this call so that you can build your business. This week, I want you to go out and sponsor new people into your business. In fact, go out and achieve a goal. Set a goal tonight. I'm going to talk to X amount of people this week. And if that's your goal and if that's the first step that you need to start at, then start there. You know, Fred, I know you're on the phone from Maryland. Talk to five people between now and next Monday. That's all I want you to do is talk to five people. Say hi to them. Because sometimes that's where we need to start. And others of us, we're beyond that point because we practice more. And if you're like Rohini, for example, Rohini sponsor, you know, two people by next Monday night. Whatever it is, you know, whatever level it is of skill that you guys are in your business, set that goal. By the time you get on the call next Monday night, I want you to feel good that you took one step forward in your business, one step forward for your family, one step forward for your goals, one step forward to bettering humanity by stepping up into a leadership role, being an entrepreneur, and making sure that you're taking control of your financial future. So other than that, God bless you, and I'll talk to you guys soon.